Turn your Bible tonight. I would like to ask one more time, please. May I ask everyone to stand as we stretch our leg, at the same time respect the Word of God. In the book of Psalms, in the book of Psalms, beginning, okay, in chapter 85, Psalms 85, verse 4 and 5, maybe down the way, all the way to verse 7. My text, my friend, is in verse 6, but beginning verse 4, the Bible says, "Turn us, O God, of our salvation, and cause thy anger to us to cease. Wilt thou not," he said, "wilt thou be angry with us forever? Wilt thou draw out thine anger to all generations?" Is all a form of questions. Here is the last question and the next verse that we want you, and I want you to listen to me closely tonight, because we will answer that question. Verse 6. "Wilt thou not revive us again?" Amen. "That thy people may rejoice in thee?" That is the question. And we will answer that tonight. I hope you'll open your heart and answer this question. And I hope you'll go home tonight. This question is being answered by you. Amen. This is a direct question from God. Let us pray. Lord, please help me here. I am nothing. I am handicapped. I am crippled without your power, without your strength, without your boldness. Dear Holy Spirit, please come down. Please speak to our hearts. Help us to answer this question. Help us, Lord, to search our heart tonight. Father, please forgive us for all our unrighteousness. And this I ask, Lord, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Please be seated. Revival means to come back to life, to return to consciousness, to return to vigor from the state of neglect. There is a difference between evangelism and revival. Listen to me tonight. You cannot revive the dead church. You cannot revive the dead person. Listen to me tonight. We've been preaching here the Word of God. The Holy Spirit came down and bring conviction to some few. But if you are here this week and you are not afflicted, and this thing is nothing to you, listen to me. It's impossible for you to experience revival if you are not born again. It's impossible. Amen. The twice born Christian that backslides or sins needs to be revived. A revival is return of the Christian from backsliding. Listen, revival is a new beginning of obedience to the Almighty God. I've been trying my best this week that as you as a church, you'll be able to see your church the way Jesus Christ founded his church, that we, the God, the Holy Ghost, inspired the church and breathed the church, and the church that Christ founded made an impact during their time. I was trying to tell you this week that would bring conviction in your church, that your spiritual eyes could see what kind of church you have. Then last night I was trying to tell you that you will not do anything for God unless your heart is broken. Amen. That's why some of you don't care. Amen? You just don't care. You have been a Christian for a long time. But our Christianity is only good in this four corner of this building. We don't care. Tonight we will answer this question here. First of all, who brings revival in this verse? Let us learn how God sent revival. In the above passage, we find a question that was presented to God. And this question answers the question of who brings revival. It is God that brings revival. And we are going to learn tonight from this passage and to see what it takes to say God worked. Amen? First of all, the first thing here when the verse says, "Wilt thou not revive us again?" What is that, preacher? That is the plea for revival. "Wilt thou not revive us again?" As mentioned, this is a question in which the psalmist came to God, asking God to send revival. Though God is the one who sends revival, we find that prayer from the people of God is the very thing that would move God. Somewhere down in the heart of God's children is a desire to see God work. When God desires in our voice a sincere prayer to the Almighty God, God would see it and God will start to give you that desire of revival. God will not send revival unless we don't desire it. Do you need revival tonight? Amen. That's why that is the question. Wilt thou not revive us again? It is amazing to see that every time God did something great for his people, it was normally birthed in the prayer closet. This idea of coming to God with a question may seem strange, yet God inspired the writer. Therefore, it is acceptable. Amen. Have we ever come to God with a prayer asking when we will move into our hearts and into our church and into our home and into our community? When was the time that we come to the Lord and ask the Lord and pray and asking the Lord to move in our heart, to move in our home, and to move in our church? Listen, my friend, we should stop asking if God can send revival, but rather start asking, when will God send revival? Amen. What do you mean, preacher? Listen to me. We must plead for revival. There is no question that God can send revival. As you have just said, he is the same God. Amen. Amen? He is the same God. So first, the plea for revival. The second thing, the person of revival. Wilt thou... What do you mean, preacher? As mentioned before, we see that it was God that sends revival. There is no place that God cannot send revival. He is almighty and powerful God. And God can choose to send revival if he wants to. Amen? He is God. And that is what we need to understand. There are too many groups of people or Christians nowadays trying to have a program of revival, trying to manufacture or invent revival. Listen to me. No one can send revival. Only God can send revival. No great evangelist can do or bring revival, my friend. Only God. Oh, we can see that during the time of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Oh, my friend, people during that time just traveled long ways just to hear him preach. People were hungry just to hear him preach. And people came up to Spurgeon and asked him the question, "What's your secret right here? Why people all over the world just come and travel just to see your ministry? Why people here miss their meals and travel 8-7 hours just to attend your service and just to hear you preach? What's your secret?" Spurgeon was so tired of answering questions, and he said, "You come follow me." And this group of Christians followed him, and he showed it to them. Did you see those people right there? All over there, hundreds and hundreds, praying hours and hours before the service. Begging God that every time they have a service, they can feel and experience the real God. Can I tell you something tonight? If your coming to church is not affecting you, the only thing you come to church is religion. You hear me? Hey, we serve a powerful God. Amen. We serve a real God. God is alive. The God of this book is true. And the God of that book, my friend, is real. Every time we come to church, we must be excited because we are worshiping the living, real, powerful God. The plea, the person of revival. We need to understand that no matter how talented or smooth talking a person is, God must work. Amen? Amen? Or the work is in our efforts. Does that mean we just have to understand who is the one brings the fruit that remains? The spread of the word of God in his way. No other person can take the lifeless body and bring life into it again. Yet God can do it. Amen. Amen? Only God. The same principle can be applied toward the church. The true New Testament local church is the body of Christ. And by the way, the body of Christ is local. Jesus Christ started his one and only church. And my friend, we can see right here that when Jesus Christ left this earth, in Acts chapter 1, we find his little church in the upper room for power. Why? Because Jesus told them to stay until they were endued with power. Jesus Christ said, "Don't ever move. Don't do your own way. You just wait until I have breath for you." Many churches today are lifeless and no power because we cannot wait the Holy Ghost to come down and empower us. We are so smart. We outsmart God. Amen? That's why we lost the grip of God. And I'm telling you, in the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came down and has the breath of God upon the church went out, left and right, souls saved. Every house heard the gospel. And just one preaching, 3,000 souls saved. I mean, listen to me. I am trying to remind you tonight that only God that can breathe the church. The church has no life at all without the breath of God. It's high time for our church that every Sunday school teacher has the breath of God. It's the high time in our time that every singer has the breath of God. It's the high time that every father in our church membership has the breath of God. It's high time that we'll not do anything without the breath of God. Amen. What we're doing in the work of the Lord. We are manipulating the things of God. Instead, let him do it, the work, by allowing and picking the Holy Ghost to give us the breath. Why? Only God can bring revival. Amen? Amen? Oh, God. I will go home. I am excited. I will ask my people to pray for you. As I told you in my first night preaching, even how hard I preach unto you, if you'll not obey, and last night I said, if you'll not submit unto God, nothing would be happening. You have all form of godliness, but you deny the power thereof. When we lose the breath of God, God give us the breath. We serve the same God. Amen? Amen. Same God of Jacob. Same God of Abraham. Same God of Apostle Paul. We are serving the same God. So, my friend, tonight that's what we need. Before the Pentecost, the body was lifeless. But when they got it, oh, they made an impact. So we learn tonight the plea, the person of revival. Hallelujah. The people of revival. Amen. He says in our verse, wilt thou not revive us again? Wilt thou not revive us again? Lastly, in the examination of this scripture concerning work of revival, we find the people of revival. This is the way it should be. Man is always last, my friend. Though we are last in the work of God, I find it amazing that God puts us first in his heart. He loves mankind and desires to do a work among us and through us. We need to yield to the leading of the Holy Ghost. In the context of Scripture, when the text says, wilt thou not revive us again? The psalmist is talking about his own very own special people, the nation of Israel. The nation of Israel is the most special human race upon the face of the earth. They were the people that were chosen by God. And I am telling you tonight, no more Israel. The word us is you. The local church. Amen. Wilt thou not revive us, Mount Lebanon Baptist Church, again? Was thou not revive Mount Lebanon Baptist Church again? That should be the question that we must ask tonight. My friend, in this context, it's very clear that the people is you and me. Of course, we know, my friend, that they are the nation of Israel are the people, covenant people of God, with a promise that goes back to Abraham. Though the prayer is from a Jewish people, but we too, who are born again and part of the body of Christ, we got the same God that can work through us as a local church, because right now we are even better than the nation of Israel, because we as a local church, Christ is the head and the church is the body of Christ. So we got this covenant too. Amen? Amen. He is the same God that can send revival tonight. Again, to be revived, one must first be revived. The idea of revival is to bring life into something that had life but lose it. Though we cannot lose our salvation, we sometimes need to be refreshed again. Or Apostle Paul said, walk in the newness of life. Sometimes we just get a rot of same dead body. It is because we don't have the newness of life. But when God steps in and works and does a work through His word, we feel refreshed and revived. And that's what it means by the word revival. Can you recall a little bit for a while? First time you got saved, first time you read the book, first time you win the soul, first time you sing that song. Can you remember that when you got such life, an exciting life after being newly converted Christian? Can I tell you something tonight? If you're just honest, you lose that life. Amen? And that is the question of the psalmist in our text. Lord, can you do it again? And I hope that's your question also tonight. Lord, you remember the time when I was so in love with you. Lord, you remember the time that I cannot open my day without reading the Bible and having just good time in the Spirit of God. Lord, I can still remember that. When I first time dropped my 10%, I was so excited. Lord, you still remember that when I first time get involved in my mission program, my faith promise. Lord, you still remember that when I had all those things. Have you just honest tonight, right now? You lost that one. That's why you have to come to the Lord. Lord, wilt thou not revive me again? Amen. Lord, will you not do that again to me? That my first love, I can get back. Lord, will you not do that again to me? That I cannot start my day without reading my Bible. Lord, will you not do that again to me? That I will not just get up in that prayer time. Unless you'd have to talk to me. Unless you'd have, I can connect to you and have just good time and worshiping you in my altar every morning and every night. Lord, would you do that again? Amen. That should be your plea tonight. What's going to happen with the entire body tonight? If all of you would just come to the Lord. Lord, can you do it again? Amen. Amen? Amen? Can you do it again? And God will do it. And God is able to do it. Do you desire, listen to me tonight, do you desire for God to work in your life again? Do you desire for God to work in your church again? Do you desire for God to work in your community again? Do you desire for God to work in your country again? God is willing. God is expecting you. What God is just expecting you is for you to ask that question and have that desire and come to the Lord. Lord, would you do it again? Amen. God wants you that. Let us start praying that God will work again in our lives. Amen. Let's start praying that God will work again in our passion about God. Let us pray and ask God that God will start again in our ministry. Let us realize His power and our part just surrender to God. And lastly, as I conclude, there is what we call the power of revival. What was the text says tonight? He said in verse 6, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people lose?" Listen to me, the power that thy people, look at that one, may rejoice again. May rejoice again. Revival, listen to me closely now. Revival is hard to get and tough to maintain and easy to lose it. The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again?" Again means that they had been revived before. Why the importance of revival? Why we need the power of revival? Some Christian would say, we need revival in order to have more zeal for the Lord. Some would say, we need revival in order to initiate soul winning in our church. Some would say that we need revival in order to increase the giving of God's people. Some would say, I need revival in order to love one another and love more fervently. But that is not right. Psalmist said, Lord, revive us again that the people may rejoice. Why, what do you mean, preacher? That's the power. They need more zeal, but it comes from rejoicing. They needed more soul winning, but it comes through rejoicing. We needed more giving, but it comes through rejoicing. Amen. There is joy in giving. We needed more love, but it comes through rejoicing. David understood the consequences of lack of joy. That's why he said, restore unto me the joy of salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressor thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from the bloody guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation. Thy tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and thy mouth shall show forth thy praise. Listen to me as I close. When we fail to rejoice, we lost the freshness of salvation. Amen? We lost the excitement and the wondrous God. When we fail to rejoice, we lost our burning love for a wonderful Savior. When we fail to rejoice, we lost our burning love for the souls and lost our desire for service. And listen to me, when you lose your joy in serving the Lord, everything you do in the church, it's all mechanical and you just go on the motion. It's wonderful to sing. It's wonderful to be in the church. But there is more than that. What do you mean, preacher? That my people may rejoice. Wilt thou not revive us again that thy people may rejoice? Church, as I close, the most exciting thing in our life when we let God work in us and through us, then you would experience the joy and the meaningful life that this world cannot offer. But it's only when we come to the Lord. Lord, as I close here, listen to me. Lord, wilt thou not revive me again? Lord, can you do that again to me in my heart tonight? I hope that's your prayer. Amen. And I hope that's your desire. Let us pray.